From the KTOO Newsroom, I'm Bridget Dowd with your state and local news update. 3 years ago, Alaska lawmakers passed a bill that established the maximum amount that could be sustainably spent from the permanent fund each year. Now, after lawmakers have used up nearly all the money in the state's savings accounts, pressure from Governor Mike Dunleavy and a big faction of legislators is building to break that limit in order to fill the deficit and pay big PFDs. As Nat Herz with Alaska Public Media reports, the debate pits short-term needs against residents' long-term interests.
Earlier this week, attorney Joe Geldof welcomed me into his Juneau office, where he had some old-school music playing on the stereo.
Hey, Maya. What are you listening to?
B.B. King.
Geldof seems a little like someone from another era. He wears one of those flat hats and has packed his office with art and military memorabilia. And at 69 years old, he admits that it's not exactly the best time for him to be picking fights with the state legislature.
At this point in my life, you know, I should be out looking at warblers who are moving through right now. You know, my wife is long-suffering and puts up with all this political trash and legal maneuvering here.
The political trash and legal maneuvering Geldof's referring to is a dense 4-page letter he recently sent to Alaska Governor Mike Dunleavy and state legislators threatening to sue them. This is not an idle threat. Geldof previously represented a Juneau man who won a case in the Alaska Supreme Court over the payment of state oil tax credits. This time around, Geldof wants to protect the permanent fund, and he's warning lawmakers that he'll sue if they break a law that bars using more than 5% of the fund each year, which experts say is the most that can be taken out without reducing the fund's spending power. Here's how Geldof sees the debate.
Could we please for once defer our wanton, depraved spending habits in order to protect the future? I mean, is that so much to ask?
This is it. This is our moment. This is when we can positively reach out and touch every Alaskan.
That is Anchorage Senator Roger Holland, who beat out an incumbent in last year's Republican primary in part by campaigning on full PFDs. He was speaking just before voting on a proposal last week, which still isn't final, to issue dividends of $2,300, paid by spending $1.5 billion from the permanent fund beyond the yearly limit. Han says he wasn't in Juneau when lawmakers spent down Alaska's other savings accounts to fill deficits and pay PFDs. And now he says he only supports exceeding the limit just this once because of the COVID-19 pandemic's huge impact.
Maybe it's hypocritical for me to say, you know, I want to take one point whatever it is billion to do this one time now. And what's to keep me from doing it next year? Well, I think it's what's right. And honestly, I think we can live within our means from here going forward.
Governor Dunleavy's administration is also proposing a one-time $3 billion overspend from the permanent fund to keep Alaska's budget balanced for several years while paying large PFDs. Administration officials say that will be enough time for lawmakers to put a firmer spending limit in the Alaska Constitution and agree on any new taxes needed to make the budget numbers pencil out, now that the state can't lean on oil money to pay its bills. At this point in the story, you might be wondering, why should I care? The permanent fund is worth almost $80 billion at this point. So what's the big deal if we spend an extra $1 billion on dividends?
We're out $50 million per year forever.
That's Representative Jonathan Christ Tompkins, a Sitka Democrat who's taken a special interest in the permanent fund. What he's saying is that for every $1 billion that lawmakers overspend from the permanent fund, Alaskans lose out on the investment earnings that that money would have generated forever. An estimated $50 million each year. That's about as much as the state's yearly unrestricted general fund spending on the entire state ferry system, or enough to boost PFDs by about $80 a year for every eligible Alaskan. Or, Christ Tompkins says, to fill a $50 million hole in the budget.
It means that much more in income or sales taxes. So, you know, like, take your poison. It's poisonous. It's all bad. It all hurts you. It's objectively stupid.
Christ Tompkins says he thinks the plan to overspend the permanent fund to make space for the debate around taxes is backward. Taxes are a tougher vote and should come first, he says. Geldof, the attorney, says he sees the fight over the permanent fund as pitting people who are committed to a long-term future in Alaska against those with a shorter-term vision. He uses a forest metaphor. Preserving the fund is like planting trees, and overspending it is like cutting them down.
There are right now too few people in the legislature who are planting trees. They're all about cutting down trees. And I guess what I would say to the younger people is, if you really like this place we call home and you want to perpetuate that, then what you better do is start paying attention to the people you elect.
Lawmakers have yet to make a final decision on spending the extra money from the permanent fund. Votes will likely take place later in their special session toward the end of June. If they don't do it, the most likely alternative is agreeing on a smaller dividend than the one the governor has pushed for. In Juneau, I'm Nat Herz.
A bill that will protect the graves of Alaska Native people who were forced to live in an internment camp in Funter Bay passed in the Alaska legislature and is awaiting Governor Mike Dunleavy's signature. KTOO's Lindsay Brolini reports on how the bill got passed and why protecting the graves at Funter Bay is so important.
When the Japanese invaded the Aleutians during World War II, the U.S. government forced Unnanak people to live in internment camps in southeast Alaska. They had to stay in those camps for 2 years without being provided basic life necessities. About 10% of people died at the Funter Bay internment camp. Most of them were children or elders. House Bill 10 will protect the graves of the Unnanak people who died in Funter Bay. Representative Sarah Hannon from Juneau sponsored the bill.
This camp in particular, you know, it's just a compounding of errors of history.
The Unnanak people interned at Funter Bay were one of the first Unnanak people to come into contact with the Russians. The Russians enslaved them, forced them to relocate to the Pribilof Islands, which were uninhabited at the time, and forced them to hunt seals for their fur. A couple hundred years later, the U.S. also forced Unnanak people in the Pribilofs to hunt seals for the government.
The men placed in internment in Funter Bay are still forced to return to the islands in the summer to seal for the government and told, if you don't do this, we'll never let you return home.
Not a lot of people know about this history. This bill, in addition to protecting the graves of the Unnanak people who died in Funter Bay, raises awareness about the internment of Unnanak people in southeast Alaska. Hannon introduced a bill to protect the Funter Bay Cemetery to last year's legislature. She and her staff, along with Unnanak elders and the advocacy group Friends of Admiralty Island, worked hard to educate Alaska lawmakers about the Funter Bay internment camps and the lasting effects of the camp on the families. The bill was making headway in the legislature until the pandemic halted most bills. When the bill was reintroduced this year as House Bill 10, it went pretty smoothly. Most legislators already knew about the bill from last year and were supportive. Martin Stepton is an advocate for the bill and a member of the Friends of Admiralty Island.
It went kind of unnaturally fast through the legislature this year, which is really great, you know. We're super proud of that.
Stepton is Unnanak, or Aleut, and Tlingit, and his grandparents were interned at Funter Bay. To Stepton, the state recognizing the violent past of the land they own at Funter Bay is a crucial aspect of the bill.
What happened to the Aleuts in 1942 by the federal government was a really bad thing. It was a really bad thing that we don't ever want to happen again. And the only way we can ever protect ourselves from things that happened to us by us is to remember it. That's why we have history class. That's why we have history.
To Stepton and the Friends of Admiralty Island, the work has just started. There are other cemeteries in southeast Alaska that are not protected, such as the cemetery in Killisnoo on Admiralty Island. Stepton wants to seek protection of this cemetery next. In Juneau, I'm Lindsay Brolini.
The southeast Alaska community of Metlakatla is facing its worst COVID-19 outbreak to date. Authorities there announced the second death linked to the disease on Monday. At the beginning of May, there were only 13 reported cases of COVID-19 on the island since the start of the pandemic. Strict travel protocols, a mask mandate, and distancing rules seemed to be working. But on May 10th, 5 people in the community tested positive. Since then, the community has seen about 36 cases, nearly 3 times the total number of cases reported prior to that date. Last week, the roughly 1,000-person community hit an all-time high of 21 active cases. Authorities were considering implementing a shelter-in-place order over the weekend, but the case count fell slightly by Monday, and no order has been issued. Tonight we can expect mostly cloudy skies, a low of 39 degrees, and isolated showers. Tomorrow will be partly sunny with a high near 57 and some light winds. You'll want to get out and enjoy the sun while you can because the rain will come back on Friday and into the weekend.